Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I got plenty of my something. We've all got it. Let's first of all, unless you're driving, let's applaud today's lovely fall weather. I mean, isn't it just a beautiful fall day? I mean, we all love fall. We've all convinced ourselves every day in fall is it's 71. It's autumnal. I've got my hoodie on, and I can wear shorts, and I can wear my Birkenstocks. Oh, and I can see the leaves. No, this is a lot of fall. Do not forget it. And by the way, fall's almost over, right? I mean, it's October
21st. That means we're a month in.
We're a month into this overrated season.
Two more months of this garbage, and then winter.
Yeah.
Think about that, people.
When you like it, it's summer-like. Just a minute, unless you're Dan Cook. Yeah, then Cook probably likes this day.
He's frolicking today.
I mean, he probably likes it. Come on. If you like today better than summer, you need to be sucked off the planet.
That's hear where they end up?
Uranus.
Go straight into,
I mean, they got to go to another planet. So if they're going to go to another planet, Uranus.
Does it have to be a planet, or do they just float away in space?
Mm-mm. I'm assuming all the other planets, we just haven't discovered it yet, they're all inhabited.
Okay.
They're all inhabited by places where there's no social media, so they're all happy.
Good for them.
They're all content, you know, and they're, you know, they don't have videos of their leader dumping poop on them, too, probably. Just a minor point. Hey, my name is, am I Dave or are you Dave?
I think you're Dave.
I'm Dave.
I'll be Bill today.
Okay. Chad and Dave, you heard Susie. You're going to get a little bit of Ari, a little bit of Susie in the news. We'll have Ask with Carter at 12:35, and then the man who wants to be the Attorney General again is going to join us at 2:05. He also made it very clear, let's just be honest, we could play the soundbite, at the fair that... If Mary Moriarty was running, the hints were pretty damn clear, right? That he was going to run against
those.
Her.
I didn't catch those.
Oh, yeah. And I think the hints were pretty damn clear that if Tim Walz would not have announced that he's running for re-election, that he would be running for governor. Instead, he's running, and he's running against one person, not his opponent or other opponents coming in. He's running against Donald Trump, correct?
Seems like it. It's been a part of a lot of lawsuits against.
That's it, right? He's running against Donald Trump. We'll do this all throughout the show, and I'm going to ask at least two or three of these questions to the Attorney General. If you were here, if you suck me off the planet and sent me Let's go Pluto, even though it's not a planet. This show still calls Pluto a planet.
Patriot.
Yeah, we're not going to
stand behind Pluto here.
You know, all you cook astronomy wannabes. We're not. You know, we respect Pluto.
Love Pluto.
We believe in Pluto. I believe in Pluto, the cartoon character, and I believe in the planet. I want 9 planets. And then don't tell me there's 500 billion of them. You know, play your little games over there. There's 9.
Just guess what you want about what's out beyond the old Milky Way.
Yeah. And if you want to give us some funky names of other planets, go ahead. 651-461-9226. If you could ask Keith Ellison one question, what is it? I'll look at these throughout the show, and then he's going to join us for an extended visit at 2:05. He won a very close race.
I forgot how close it was.
Jim Schultz. Yeah.
About 1 point.
Yeah, very close. And it's not like he's been out of the news since. And I guarantee very early in the interview it's going to be fraud, fraud, fraud. Because this state is the country's leader in fraud. And there are a lot of people, for valid reasons, who are saying, hey, what about leadership? What about the governor? What about the attorney general? So Keith Ellison, 2:05, Tribune today, with a story about firearms in schools. Since the 21-22 academic year in Minnesota schools, 200 firearms, including about 150 handguns, have been found at school. That's almost 3 times the number found across the school years in another 3-year period, 17 to 20. 30% of the nearly 700 firearms associated with student disciplinary incidents going back a quarter century when the Star Tribune did the analysis on this. Data shows overall enrollment declined about 4,000 students during this time. So it's going up, and there are fewer kids there. So part of the reason I'm doing this is for the part of the crowd that when we have a tragedy at school and it happens in the morning or it happens after we're done and we talk about it and the texters say, not today. This is no, you can't talk about it today. So what are we doing? What is enough for school safety? Now, some might say, Dave, when we're talking 21 to 22, 200 firearms, including 150 handguns, when you consider the stunning amount of kids who have walked into a school facility since then, that it's still a small percentage. In fact, part of the story from the trip, too, give them credit. 2% of student disciplinary incidents in Minnesota schools involving, since 2000, involved weapons. So it's not a huge amount. But who the hell is bringing a gun in anyway to school? Outside of what? To intimidate? To harm? They feel like they can, and they're completely absent-minded. What else do we have?
That's about it.
Right? So, do we need to have the metal detectors everywhere? Do we need to have the one entrance? Do we need to arm the teachers? Do we say in a society where guns are as commonplace as they are, that this number, while it's too high, is not as staggering as some other violent numbers we can think of? Let's pause on that, and I want your feedback. Mention if you want to give us another name for planet, you can. If you want to start offering up questions for the Attorney General when he joins on at 2:05, that works also. We will look at those periodically throughout the show and work in multiple when Keith Ellison does join us. And on this one, what is your reaction to, since the 21-22 year, 200 firearms, including 150 handguns, have been found in Minnesota schools. Outrageous, outlandish, inexcusable. We have to change. What are the likely changes? What is realistic, too? What is practical? What is available with the financial challenges which are out there? What do you want to say? Calls are accepted, encouraged. Text the same way on the Harrigan Hotline, officially named the Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
What do we got today, Dave Harrigan?
Well, we're leading with the Avett brothers, tear down the house. We've got construction and renovation music today, thanks to Don and the changes happening with the new ballroom going to the White House.
Another reason why he's not going anywhere. He's not setting up the ballroom to say, well, I got it just for a year or so, or whatever I got it for.
Hey, he loves America.
Yeah.
And what does America need more than a brand new massive ballroom at the White House?
You could make an argument that they could use a ballroom.
Absolutely.
Right? I don't know if it quite has to be as big as that is. The timing of it is rather idiotic. When we get the whole government shut down, and I know we're hearing that it's all privately funded. Yeah. I want people to watch that all along.
What are you saying?
I want to know who's privately funding it, and I want to know if all of it really is privately funded. But that's another reason why, when I see that ballroom, that is another reason why I think on February 1st, 2029, after doing something, whether insurrection act, something declaring martial law, I don't know what it is, but Donald John Trump is still going to be the president on February 1st, 2029. Somehow, someway, he is going to be.
All right.
What would you do about the guns at school? 200 over since 22, 23, 24. 200.
200 too many.
Yep.
The number should be zero.
Yep.
These kids that go to school shouldn't have access to guns to bring them to school, let alone be able to bring them to school. So, yes, obviously a change has to be made, because when you have one thing that goes sideways, like it did at Annunciation, that was a different situation, obviously.
Yep.
But a school shooting, It's a statewide tragedy. It's a national tragedy.
Now, here's a text. If the kid is taking the gun from parents into school, then the parents should be charged with a felony. Current law is only gross misdemeanor. That is a debate we have a lot on these episodes of violence. How much did the parents know? When do they know? Did they look the other way? Did they enable this behavior? And how, if possible, can you prove that in court? We had the case in Ohio maybe about a year ago when it seemed pretty clear that both parents were incredibly derelict, didn't even respond to requests from the school, and then four kids were killed. Now, I don't know the percentage of these guns, unless I missed it in the story, percentage of these guns that were legally purchased by a mother, a father, a guardian. I don't know. Obviously, some of these kids are 18 when you're in high school. My gut tells me when we're talking the ones that are going to be used to intimidate or, God knows, used to harm, that plenty of these guns are from individuals other than their parents. But again, if you can show parents leaving weapons just laying around casually or allowing kids, underage kids, when this is illegal, to have guns, I'm not saying we're going to put them off the side. Obviously, I've said millions of times, it's really convenient for people just to automatically say, well, it's bad parenting. Sometimes it is. Absolutely, positively, unequivocally, it is. But come on, just be honest. We all have witnessed where parents are tremendous, go above and beyond what many parents do, and their kids still have struggles, or vice versa. Can think of a prime example right now where the kid is amazing and some of the influences around this kid are disastrous. So it sounds good. Also sounds good, too, that, you know, when we get folks, none of this ever happened in my day or none of my kids would have ever done it. Many parents are amazing. And many parents walk that line of discipline and empathy and love and working with the school. And others do that, and they're still screw-ups. Does Dave Harrigan, as now the czar of education,
thank you,
in the state of Minnesota, typical, we'll have a no czar protest next week against you. do you want to have metal detectors every entrance, every school in the state of Minnesota?
If it's possible, sure, but don't stop there. Because as we saw at Annunciation, that doesn't stop it. You know, that's one way, great, to protect the kids that are going into the school. But anything can happen from outside the school, certainly. A kid could bring a gun to the school, stop at the metal detector, or walk right in and open fire right there. So clearly more has to be done than just metal detectors, but that would be a great start, I guess, if we can afford it and figure out how to get it in every school. That's
it.
Yeah. Okay. That's, I mean, it. Our schools are so well funded.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about the Minneapolis situation with Susie. The story in where did I see it? Did I read the might have been one of the TV stations where the amount of districts the next few years who are headed for negotiations with their teachers. It's an enormous number.
Yeah. Minneapolis, we just did this.
Yeah. And, you know, my kids, we lived in Plymouth, the weirdest school district ever, where you have one school in Wayzata on like 700 in Plymouth, but we call it the Wayzata School District.
As it should be.
Even, I swear to God, I was dealing with some sort of referendum all the time, right? Everybody, seemingly, it comes up. And we can't just invent money. But yes, I would prefer that. The one entrance on schools where it's practical, sure. But again, I'll just go by Wayzata High School. Wayzata Community College. Wayzata University.
There's only like 300 kids there, right?
or Eden Prairie or Minnetonka or the Lakevilles. You know, so some of these schools are enormous. And if your school hypothetically starts at 8, let's just go with that as a random number, they better start lining up kids at 5:30.
Yeah, get the buses there early.
You still need to get the kids actually in class. And so I'm for ideas. I'm also for we have to be realistic. Text your parents should be arrested every time after a school shooting. We need some proof, don't we? That the parents somehow were negligent.
I think let's start with investigating.
I mean,
find some negligence first.
Are we just going to say every time any kid is involved in nefarious behavior, we're not even going to find out if the parents were paying attention, trying hard, doing their best, and sometimes kids can be just awful. Sometimes it can be mental health. Sometimes it can be, you know, other issues they face. I mean, how many times has Brian O'Hara or Madeira Arredondo or Tim Dolan or Janae Harto talked about a harrowing situation where an underage kid shot someone and they say the parents are crushed, and if you knew the parents, you'd have empathy for them as opposed to saying they should be arrested.
Yeah.
That isn't to say there aren't other parents who absolutely right involved and absolutely should face charges, but just to say everyone, it sounds good.
Yeah, but it's a very different society. You know, the back in my day, this would never happen crowd.
Yeah.
This isn't back in your day. That's part of the problem.
All right, let's pause. Adam Carter. He is here for Ask Adam Anything. Let's get an onslaught of texts. Let's go to the opposite phone calls. Let's get it going for Adam Robert Carter. Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.